Welcome to Beyond Reports, a monthly podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of our network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. Later in the program, I'll hand the show over to Bloomberg's sustainability editor, Eric Roston, who will host the fifth GRI Global Conference here in Amsterdam on the 18th through the 20th of May. Eric will be interviewing Ernesto Chora, the head of innovation and sustainability at the global power company Enel. So stay tuned for that interview. But first, a wrap-up of developments in sustainability over the past month. On April 22nd, International Earth Day, representatives from 175 countries signed the Paris Climate Agreement, pledging to keep the rise in the Earth's temperature below 2 degrees Celsius. The signing took place at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Now, the governments must ratify the agreement by submitting a proposal plan for combating global warming. The agreement goes into effect only after at least 55 parties submit proposals that collectively cut 55% of total greenhouse gas emissions. In early April, news broke about the so-called Panama Papers, 11.5 million documents of attorney-client information related to over 200,000 companies. Some of those offshore business entities appear to have been shell corporations used for nefarious business practices, including fraud, tax evasion, and avoiding international sanctions. The leaked documents also implicate government officials, their relatives, and friends in wrongdoing. The 2.6 terabytes of data concerns transactions going back as far as the 1970s. Currently, an estimated 400 journalists in 76 countries are sifting through the documents. GRI's independent standard-setting body, the Global Sustainability Standards Board, or GSSB, has released the exposure drafts of the first set of GRI sustainability reporting standards. Those GRI standards are now available for anyone to review and provide feedback to the GSSB. The first set of GRI standards includes three universal standards, which are applicable to all organizations, and three topic-specific standards on emissions, indirect economic impacts, and public policy. In June and July, the GSSB will release the remaining 32 topic-specific standards for public comment. Participants attending GRI's fifth global conference will have an opportunity to provide face-to-face feedback to the GSSB and members of GRI's standards division. And finally, a newly released survey of 500 respondents to the consultation on the future of the UN Principles for Responsible Investment, or PRI, indicates the desire for radical changes in the way the initiative operates. Two-thirds of those surveyed said member organizations that make no progress towards the principles should be delisted as signatories. Nearly three-quarters of respondents said that PRI should publicly categorize member organizations based on reporting and assessment data and externally verify signatory progress towards the principles. For more sustainability news, please visit our website, globalreporting.org. So we have a special edition of the podcast this month. Our fifth global conference is a mere 3 weeks away, and as we have announced over the past weeks, we've partnered with both Bloomberg and the global power company Enel to convene this year's conference. Bloomberg's sustainability editor Eric Roston interviewed Enel's head of innovation and sustainability, Ernesto Chora. What follows is an excerpt from their extensive discussion.
Hi, it's Eric Roston. I'm sustainability editor of Bloomberg, and I'm here with Ernesto Chora, who is head of innovation and sustainability at Enel. Just offline, we were talking about sustainability in a way that really people don't think about it, but maybe we should. Ernesto, you had a terrific example of another example of sustainability.
Yeah, it's a nice example that we can use is the execution of Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations, made by Glenn Gould. Glenn Gould was a very famous piano player that, when he was 21 years old, executed this Goldberg Variation in a so nice way that all around the world he became famous. For another 35 years, he played this song, and after 35 years, he played it in a very, very different way. And his editor didn't want to publish this different execution because he said, you are not to change this. But he wanted to change because he had a lot of passion for this music and because he wanted to communicate the beauty of Bach playing it very slowly.
When you talk about sustainability and innovation, it's these are buzzwords in business, but what we're really talking about is something that's completely intuitive to artists and the more sort of obviously creative professions, which is coming up with change, coming up with new things that that are successful and other people want to celebrate and copy. What would Glenn Gould do as a sustainability officer these days?
Because Glenn Gould understood that he couldn't be sustainable after 35 years if he didn't change the execution. He wanted to innovate, continuously innovate, and he was able to innovate continuously during his life. If you do not innovate, you are not sustainable because other companies, other piano players, other actors will kill your business model.
And you've talked about how it's really a do or die time for companies in the power sector. What do you mean by that?
What we are trying to do is to pursue what we call innovability. I talk about innovability, a word that melts up the two words, innovation and sustainability, as phases of the same coin. We have understood that we are unsustainable unless we innovate. We think that if we don't innovate, we can't be sustainable because our business model will be disrupted. Existing technologies are disrupting all the business models, and they will disrupt even the energy company's business model. That's why we have to innovate.
So can you go into a little bit more detail about your decision to seek carbon neutrality by 2050, and what are the challenges to that, and how do you have confidence you'll achieve it?
We set out a clear pathway to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. That's why we are closing, for example, in Italy, 22 less efficient plants. Uh-huh. The long-term target is included into the wider framework of annual commitment on United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And what is interesting is that these Sustainable Development Goals are fully integrated into our group strategy, and we have even measured our internal KPIs to achieve this United Nations Sustainable Development Goal.
That was Ernesto Chora, Head of Innovation and Sustainability at Enel, speaking with Bloomberg Sustainability Editor Eric Rosten. Both Eric and Ernesto will be at the 5th GRI Global Conference. Eric will host the event and moderate all 4 plenary sessions, and Ernesto will speak in the plenary on innovation for sustainable development, the role of private sector collaboration. There's still time to register for the conference, which will be held here in Amsterdam, May 18th through 20th. You can register by visiting the GRI conference site, griconference.org. It's time for Empowering Action, where we look at some hot topics and tell you what we're doing to help people use sustainability data to take action. This month, we're focusing on the topic of materiality. Materiality is the threshold at which topics become important enough to be disclosed. Since sustainability reporting is a means of communicating useful information to investors and other stakeholders, the information disclosed should be aligned with what those stakeholders want to know about the business. Now, to check if companies are reporting information that meets investors' needs, GRI and Robeco Sam, with support from the Alcoa Foundation, studied sustainability reports from 3 sectors, mining, metals, and electric utilities, and uncovered a number of findings, which will be released next week in a new publication called Defining What Matters: Do Companies and Investors Agree on What's Material? For more on this, here's Chris Greenwald, head of SI Research at Robeco Sam.
We're very pleased to have worked with GRI on the second groundbreaking publication on materiality. Our investigation of the metals, mining, electric, utility sectors underscores the growing importance of material sustainability topics for both companies and investors. Conducting a materiality analysis has proven to be challenging for some companies, and we hope that defining what matters will help by clarifying the expectations of materiality from an investor's perspective.
Defining what matters, do companies and investors agree on what is material, will be available for download on the GRI website on May 3rd. Don't forget you can find more information and news on sustainability reporting by visiting our website globalreporting.org. That's all for this month's edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month for our global conference edition of the program. I'll be speaking with Dante Pesce, chair of the UN Working Group on Business and Human Rights. Till then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.